Holding on Chav Tes Amid Beis, we had an interesting machlokas yesterday about the halacha that a father is able to create a state of nazirus for his son, and the basis of that was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, once again, it's halachi ben nazir. According to Reish Lakish, it's a din in chinuch. Because of that, there were some very interesting side points that came up, whether a woman has a din of being mechanech, her children, whether her father is required to be mechanech, her daughter, why this is only a din in his son. And what we thought was, but at the end of the sugya, is that there would also be, we thought we had a machlokas tanoim and another issue that would be dependent on this, the machlokas would also have implications as to when the state would end. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that this is a din in Allah HaLamashubi Sinai, so we assumed that that would mean that it would end only at such time as the child becomes a gadol. According to Reish Lakish, who holds that this is a din in chinuch, it would end at such point, it's a derabbanan, so it would end at such point as a mufla samuch la'ish, which means a year before Bar Mitzvah, if he knew what he was doing, that he would be capable of making his own nidarim. Now, in the end, the Gemara was docha that. The Gemara said, actually, I mean, not necessarily, because the question of mufla samuch la'ish is itself a problem. We're not sure whether that's a deoraita derabbanan, so that may be the machloket. You know, in other words, you could hold that it is indeed halacha and still wonder about whether Mufa Samach Lish would have ended it because it's halacha. Or we could hold actually that maybe everybody of these Tanoim would have agreed that it's a din in Chinuch. But the question is what the Rabbanu were ma'adif, Chinuch being more important than the din of Onat Nedarim Mufa Samach Lish, or whether Mufa Samach Lish would be override the shear of when the father was given. So we didn't necessarily have a dependency in the machlokas Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the machlokas Tanoim between Rebbe and Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. But today we're holding now five lines beneath the middle of the page. So lema says the Gemara lema hani Tanoi kani Tanoi. This lashon of lema is often used in a loose way, in which it means it would appear, and there's no reason to doubt it because we have no other options. It's not the way it's often used. Lema kitanoi, which would be an attack, really, on a machlokas amoroyim. You mean to say they didn't take its consideration? Over here, it's another set of tanoim, which indeed seem to be arguing in the same machlokas, whatever that is, because we haven't made up our mind what the machlokas earlier between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda was. But here, there seems to be a machloket that is dependent on the same issue. That is to say, at what point does the end of the father's rights to be mazir, a child, occur? At the time of bar mitzvah, and of course bar mitzvah is not a function only of years, but it's a function of puberty, or of onat nedarim, which is also not a function of years. It's also a function of intelligence, and therefore you would need to pass a test as to your understanding of the nature of nedarim in order to be a muflas or machlish, even though you're already a male of 12 years of age. So, lema hanitanoi kanitanoi would appear, indeed, we accept that the following machloket is a machloket that parallels the machloket Rebbe and Rebbe's Rebbe we had yesterday. Titania, ma'aseh Rebbe Chanina, when Rebbe Chanina was a little boy, his father was madir him b'nezirut. And so they brought him to Rebbe Gamliel to determine what the halacha was. Did he need to bring korbanos or not? And Rebbe Gamliel was checking him to know whether he had reached puberty or not. Leida imei vishtei sarot imlo. Imlo evi. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't giving him a physical examination. Rabbi Gamliel was giving him an intelligence examination to see leida imei gielo not nedarim imlo. He wanted to know whether he was aware of what he was saying in order to make a nazir, because he was already 12 years old. Amar lo. So right there already we've got our machlokas, right? Because apparently there's a machlokas here between the first approach, Tanakama's approach, is this a question of puberty, or Rabbi Yossi's approach, was it a question of intelligence of Anan Nadarim a year earlier? Or not, anyway, but to continue with the story, and the continuation has interesting applications for the halacha, so the boy, Rabbi Chanina, said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, altitz te'er labotkeni, you don't have to worry about my status. No reason to pull down my pants, or, according to the other lesson, no reason to give me an intelligence test, because I'll tell you right now, if I'm a cotton, so that I'm a kabbalist, this year is a cotton. If it turns out that I'm a gadol, so what's the difference to know? I'm being mekabel for myself as a gadol. My man of shas, he's a little talmud chacham. What does he have to be mitzayer Rabbi Gamliel to sit there wondering whether he's chayev or not? My man of shas, he says, I'll be chayev. Oh, says Rabbi, this is good. This is going to be a big rabbi one day. So, oh my. You're right. No longer need to test him. Omad Rabbi Gamliel in the Shakor Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Gamliel gets up and kisses him on his head and says to him, "Oh, muftach ani bezeh shemorei halacha b'Yisrael. I'm sure that this boy is going to grow up to be a big pesek. And indeed, Amru lo ayu yamimu atim. It didn't take too long ad shorah or ab Yisrael till he gave his first psak. Anyway, so now Bishlam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Assuming that's the Rabbi Yossi here, because that was the machlokes we had earlier, it's really a little bit of a jump. I'm going to just say Rabbi Yossi. But anyway, it's a bishlam of the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Domra, Achi, Agilo, and not Nidori. Now, it's talking about over here, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there was some had the gears earlier, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, which is a problem, because he's an Amora, not a Tana, in which case the whole thing that he should be in the bread didn't make any sense. So we can keep going with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yochanan
would be... Yeah, exactly, yeah. So Bishlam the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Omer Achi Agiela Onat Nedari. When I said he holds, the question is until the point he reaches Onat Nedari. So Hainitika Omer Im Katanani Yebish Vilaba, etc., etc. Look, let's analyze for a moment what the boy was saying. I'll refer to him as the boy instead of Rabbi Chanina because he wasn't Rabbi Chanina at that point. We'll get confused. So what was the boy saying? He was saying, he seems to be saying, Mamanusha. If daddy can make the Nazirut, so then fine, I'll be a Nazir for daddy. If, however, I am able to make my own Nazirut, so then I'll be a Nazir myself. Now, the problem is that according to Rebbe, those are not two mutually exclusive states. Because according to Rebbe, if he is defined as a Yigialo, not Nidorim, and can make his own Nidorim, he may still be beneath the age at which his father loses rights then. Because Rebbe says the father loses rights only at puberty. And there's no question that he can make the Dorim. Everybody agrees he can make the Dorim after the age of Yigialo, not Nidorim. So this is a very strange statement. If you're ready to be Makabal and Neder on yourself, so then you'll be a Nazir besides your father's Nazirut. I mean, so this is not an intelligent statement. If you're going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's an intelligent statement. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, if he reached on that Nidorim, his father does not have rights. So he's saying, okay, what's the problem? If I reach on that Nidorim, I'll make my own Nazirut. If not, I'll be a Nazir for daddy. That's a Mamanavshach. But according to Rabbi, there's no Mamanavshach over here. So what exactly, why was he saying it this way? As if it's mutually exclusive. So the Gemara at this point was assuming that the statement took into consideration this mutually exclusive issue. Therefore, it asks, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, indeed, who holds the Omer Achi Agielo, not the Darim, and therefore is mutually exclusive? I knew the Omer, in Katananiya Yebish Vilaba, etc., right? But if you're going to learn the way Rebbe learns, the Rebbe holds that they're not mutually exclusive. So according to the first state, the way that we understand the words, Mamanusha. In Katanani Ayebishvil Abba, in Gadolani Ayebishvil Atzmi. The Bach inserts the rest of the statement because this is not just a reference, it's an actual analysis of the state of exclusivity. That's why the Bach inserts it. So that's why he says it in this way. But according to Rebbe says that he is in the Rishus of the Father to make it a Zirut, Achi Avish De Sa'arot. So then, what is he saying? V'im gadol ani yevish v'latzmi. If I'm a god, I'll make my own nedarim, so that I will be a nazir for my own. But that wouldn't mean that he's not the rishus of the father, or rishut de'avu akoyim anyway, according to Rebbe. He still has the father's chiyuv, so it is not mutually exclusive. Fine, so you're taking it too much to heart, your analysis of the words over here. Maybe all that he said was, look, if I'm a Nazir for Abba, good. If not, I'm a Nazir for myself. But he wasn't saying, if it's not possible, v'im gadol im katan. I said, that isn't the point. He's just saying, look, mamanavshach, I'm a Nazir for Abba. I'm a Nazir for myself. It's the same Naziris, whichever one is chal. Let it be chal. Says the Gemara, okay, so how does this work now? So, if Rabbi Gamliel would have completed his examination to see whether he had reached puberty. And it turned out that he was already a gadol. So fine. So then claim benizirut delay. You're right. That would be his own nezirut. If it turned out that he only reached puberty at the end, lebesof, so then koyim benizirut deavua. Fine, I understand. But aren't you being a little bit presumptive here? I mean, what about if he reaches puberty in the middle of the nezirut? If he reaches puberty in the middle of the nezirut, he's not responsible for his father's nezirut. So now forget about it. Now he's only responsible for his own nezirut. So now what happens? How's he going to know what to do? Since he's claiming, the boy is claiming, I don't need any examinations. That's not true. Because if we don't know what his status is in terms of puberty, then we're never going to know whether he was really chayev, the nezirut, of his father throughout the whole thing. So what's going to happen if he reaches puberty in the middle? You see, according to the way we were learning it, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said the father's rishus drops only at the point of shiagielo and that the darim. Okay, so then we don't have a problem. He's saying mamonashach. This is not so posh, I'll discuss it in a moment. But according to Rabbi, who holds that the shir is puberty, hachi avish te sarot, my ikal of Eimar. He's going to be in real trouble now. He does not know, it turns out now, that he reaches, we see right now that he indeed is a gadol. But you don't know when he became a gadol. You say, great, now he's obviously a gadol. Yeah, but how do you know when the first point at which he reached puberty? You don't know. So if that happened in the middle of the 30 days, now he never completes the mezirahs of his father's mezirahs for him. So he's not chayav in a korban now. So you're going to say, but it doesn't matter, but he said he'll be a nozer for himself. But at the time he said he's a nozer for himself, maybe he hadn't reached puberty. So you're going to say, right now he's vada, going to bring korbanos? How can he do that? You're right, says Ibar Amri. Lo Rebbe leketakanta, adiyatib delay, viyatib deavud. For Rebbe, this isn't going to work. Rebbe's going to say, look, he still is going to need to keep 30 days from the time that he reaches puberty to be certain that he's chayev in the korbanos. Because he may have lost the chayev of his father midway, and then at that point, just then he now starts his own nezirut. If he's saying, yeah, bishvil atzmi. So whatever it is, we're going to have to wait and see what happens in order to make sure he's chayev in a korban. He's going to have to be Yotze, the suffix as well. Now, of course, the problem is, as Tosfos asks, why does this work out better according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda? He's saying, don't give me an intelligence test. I understand. And what happens if in the middle of the period of 30 days, he reaches the level of intelligence in which he's able to be Magyelo Dan de Darim? Why wouldn't it be the same issue? According to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, where he leaves his father's rishus at that point, so then he'll never complete the Naziris of his father and with all of the associated problems in terms of the carbon. Why are we saying it works out well according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, but not according to Rebbe? So Tosfos says, well, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, that it's a function of Odat Nedarim, but Odat Nedarim is a Drabbanan. So maybe, Enochinami, the Rabbanan said, okay, if you already started the Nezirut, then complete the Nezirut. That's part of the Din of Chinuch. And the Onat Nedarim is only vis-a-vis the beginning of the process. But as the Chazon Ish points out, it's all very nice, according to the way the Gemara structured the Machlokes yesterday between Rebbe and Rosh Beruda, only in one direction of the Vibay Dema. That everybody's agreed that it's the Rabbanan and so on. But how about according to the other way? But why would the Gemara over here be committing itself to one approach of the Ibayitema? Because there was certainly the possibility that it was a machloketi, right? That everybody agreed about the nature of the halacha lebaish v'sinai aliv and Rabbi Yochanan. In which case, if you hold mufla somach lishas dioraita, you'd be in the same position. You drop the rights of the father to make the darim when he can make his own the darim. So the Gemara doesn't really make all that much sense to say, hey, Nichol, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not so simple, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that he's saying, don't check me. Because he would still have the problem of maybe reaching the neder in the middle. So what we could say to get out of that problem is simply this, that the Gemara is taking for granted that where you're talking about the loss of the father's rights to make the darim for him because he is a gadol, as a gadol, the father has absolutely no chiyuvim klapei him at this point. And therefore, it's clear that whatever the father did before, he's now an adult. What's the difference? What the father said, be a nazir. So, I don't want to be a nazir. I'm a gadol. I don't need to listen to my father. Why, he wants me to be a nazir, the heck with it. But if the father's rights to be mazir him is a din in mufla samach la'ish, and then it's just taking the question, who's the guy who makes the darim? Does he make the darim, or does the father make the darim? If at the time that the father initially took on the state of the zeros, why would it end just because he reached it? Okay, you're saying now he's able to make his own naziris. That doesn't mean that what his father did is meaningless. The naziris began, finished the naziris. So we're saying it's not a problem because it's not really going out of the father's rishus. It's just now he's the one who can make his own nadarim. So if he started, let him finish. But if you all that's a din end up being a gadol and he leaves his father's rishus across the board, so then it would end smack bang in the middle. They'll say, well, it's all very nice. While I was a cotton, I kept this the zeros. But that was the first 15 days. Now I'm a gadol. I don't want to keep the zeros, you see. Okay, so we've got an explanation in the Gemara. Even if you hold, like the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda's approach, we said yesterday that it is halacha l'beis shemisina, it's still going to be an afkamina, what the point of the yitziyah was. So if it's halacha l'beis shemisina, it doesn't mean it ends, the naziris ends. It means the rights to be mazir him ends. The way Rabbi Yossi Barabito would be learned.
Look at me.
I don't know. Bobby's sitting in that chair. It looks like he's going to have to learn Yiddish right now.
The Yiddish isn't the problem. I think there are other ranking officers.
Oh, the Yiddish isn't the problem?
Yiddish isn't
the problem. Well, let's hear how it sounds. Let's make pretend.
Well,
that's pretty good. I mean, maybe we should make him a permanent replacement. As a vice zogger.
Acting. On the phone again.
It's not enough to get you to come, huh?
I'll buy it.
Ha'ish megalechat nezirut aviv. So, we had before, we mentioned this in the context of another machlokas, that a son, on his own nezirut, this is not associated with the story of where the father made him his nazir, a son's own nezirut, he can use his father's korbanot if the father dies, leaving over money for korbanot. That money, instead of being yiplu l'nadava, which is usually what we would do with ma'otz tumim, in this case can be taken by the son and he can use it for his own korbanot. But a woman cannot utilize her father's hegdish money to bring her own korbanot. What would be the case in which a son could be megaleach on a father's nezirut? Now, unfortunately, both in the Mishnah and in the Braitha, there are two contradictory girsaot. As we noted earlier, there were significant problems in the girsa. There are two contradictory girsaot. And to make things really exciting, when the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, it chooses one of the girsaot. And when the Gemara quotes the Braitha, it chooses the opposite girsa, which really makes things popping. Yeah, so we'll choose one way and then we'll go back and do it the other way. So let's start with the way we actually have our Mishnah written, which, by the way, is not the way we explained it earlier in the Gemara, because then we explained it on Libra the Tosfos. But let's take a look at the way the Mishnah reads. Keitza. What would be the case in which a person can do so? Mishaya aviv nazir. If the father was a nazir and set aside, now, hifrish ma'otz tumim, on the ziruto and dies. And now the son comes along and says, Haredi nazir amanacha begaleach amot abba. He makes his nezirut l'chatchila, taking into consideration that his father's money will be used. Amar Rabbi Yossi, he can't use that money. This money was already defined at the moment that the father died as money that needed to be brought for olat nedava, like any ma'ot stumim, like we saw earlier. Other cases of Ma'ot Stomim, four other cases of Ma'ot Stomim we had. They all are Yiplu L'Nadava, it's also Yiplu L'Nadava. So, the Ein Zemegaleach Al Nizirut Aviv. No, that's the wrong case, which of course was exactly the right case, the way we had it earlier, or the way Tosfos has the Mishnah. But again, we're doing the Mishnah the way it's written. That's the wrong case. Ezer Shemegaleach Al Nizirut Aviv, I'll tell you what the case is. The only case is where both the father and the son were Nizirim at the same time. Misha Yahu ve'aviv nezirim, and now the father is mafresh the ma'ot, and without explaining what goes for what, stumim, le'nezirutov, umeit. So since at the moment that he died, the son was also a dozer who was mechuyav karbanot, so he inherits his father's karbanot for the zirut, the same way we inherit anything else probably. We'll see later on. It's a question what elements of Yerusha, what technical elements of Yerusha apply here. Is there a din of bechor? Is there a din of sharing? And to be discussed. But right now, let's just assume. So if this is the case, he now takes the place of the father and can use the father's money. So that's the case. That case and only that case. And now we'll continue in the Gemara to work it out according to this Girsa. Okay? All right, so my time, huh? Says the Gemara, what the Tosus learns that this means is that Rabbi Yochanan is about to explain everything. My time, why would we say that there's a difference between a man and a woman, that only an ish is Megalech Zirut Aviv, and not an isha? Well, Rabbi Yochanan, look, there is a halacha to that effect, Benazir. There's another halacha, Benazir. Rabbi Yochanan is really big on these halachas, Benazirs. So it's halacha, Benazir, and I'm sure you're going to ask me, this Hatos understands it. Obviously, pshita, I don't need a halacha to tell me the normal case. I mean, Maila Meimra. Yeah. Maila Meimra. What, there's a chiddush? That a ben is Yoreshit Aviv and a bat is not Yoreshit Aviv? I mean, is that obvious? Ask an idiot whether a woman would be able to take the place of her father. And you'd say, no, she's not a Yoreshit. Ah, but what if there's no sons? Then she would be a Yoreshit. Comes along, halacha Meimra Shemisina, to say that if a daughter was a Nazira, the way Rabbi Yossi is learning, at the same time of the father, and then the father dies, she cannot use, for whatever reason, completely arbitrary, that the Ma, the Tema, Yorshim Gemirila, you might think that the din over here is that we're taught a Yorish can bring, Kamash Balan, that no, it's a Halacha, and it's a Ben Velo Bat, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is Gufa coming to teach us. Iboilo. Now, the question is, the Mishnah is stated, Ketzad, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Ein Ze Megalech Al Izrut Aviv. Is that a machlokas, or is it just the Mishnah is quoting the presentation of Rabbi Yossi of the Sugya? But it's not that there's a Tanakhama who argues on Rabbi Yossi. This is a Mishnah, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Or, is there in fact a machlokas? And this is Rabbi Yossi's approach to the Sugya. The Rabbanan have a different approach. So, pligi rabbanan alei the Rabbi Yossi, a low pligi. Do they argue, or do they not? Vim tim tzolomar pligi. And if they do argue, what are they arguing on? A resha or a seifa? When Rabbi Yossi says in the first case, where they were not nazirim at the same time, the son cannot bring it, are the rabbanan saying, oh yes, they can. They can bring it. And it does, you don't need to be a nazir at the same time. Or, the Rabbanan arguing about the case where Rabbi Yossi says it is capable of being brought, and the Rabbanan are saying, no, you cannot bring your Nazirut in that case, in a case where you were not Nazirim together. Tashma. Well, let's take a look at the Braita, and we will then see whether the Rabbanan argue or not, and on what they're arguing. Now, the problem is, when we bring the Braita, we suddenly discover that Rabbi Yossi says the opposite of what he says to the Mishnah. So obviously, one of these Girsos is wrong. They can't both be right. So, being as we took the Mishnah, Aliba the Mefarish, or Aliba the Rambam, not Aliba Taisvis in the Rush, in other words, we took the Mishnah as it was written, so then we will reverse the Girsa here in the Braita to also read it as they would read it, and that means we're going to have to switch it around. So therefore, Rashi says over here, Ochi Garcida, let's read it over there, to make it fit the Mishnah. Tashma. Ketzad amru ayish megaleach al zirut aviv, misha yahu ve'aviv dezirim, v'ifrish aviv ma'oto dezirut umeit, zehu shemegaleach al zirut aviv. So now to make it fit the Mishnah, of course, to further complicate matters, and this is why you could see how easily the Girsa would have gotten confused, is that the Braita, now according to this Girsa, would introduce the case where you are Megaleach first, and the case where you're not Megaleach second. Whereas the Mishnah was saying the case where you're not Megaleach first, and the case where you are Megaleach second, which is enough to drive anybody crazy. And therefore, someone got mixed up somewhere. But what happens over here is, oh, Our dear President,
yeah,
you've come just in time for the for the end of a perek. But we had to use the Vice President this morning.
It really is, John.
Okay, so the correct gears, therefore, would now be, according to the Rashi's approach in the Mishnah, so where is the case that you are Megaleach? Where you have Huva Aviv Nazirim, Aval, Mishaya Aviv Nazir, Vifrish Aviv Maot Naziruto Vameit. However, if only the father was a Nazir, and then he goes and dies, leaving Maot Stumim. So then the son says, Areni Nazir Amenacha Galeach Maot Abba. I too wish to be a Nazir, but only if I can use my father's money. Then says Rabbi Yossi, oh, no, you ain't going to get away with that. At that point, since at the moment that the father had died, the money is meant to be for Elas the Dava, that's what it is. You can't all of a sudden change that. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, who are in fact the Chachomim, who clearly are arguing on Rabbi Yossi. They are saying, no. Zeu shemegaleach on the Zirut Aviv. That case that you're saying is not a case of Giluach. That is the case. So in other words, they're arguing both on the Reisha and on the Sefer. You say it's that way, we say it's the opposite. Okay. So that would be the only way to make it work out according to Rashi, because otherwise the alternative would be they argue on both cases. They're saying, no, there's never a case where you can be Megaleach al Nizrut Aviv, and we know that's not true because we find elsewhere, Stam, that it says that we assume that you can be Megaleach al Nizrut Aviv. So therefore Rashi, the way Rashi's gears has it, the Rabbanan are reversing it, which is therefore the explanation of the other gears, because according to the Rabbanan's chat, it's the exact opposite. If the son makes the Chatchila is Nizrut based on his father's money, then he can use his father's money. But if the son was already chayef to bring his own karbanas, so then what's the difference? Now that his father dies, his father didn't leave him money for his karbanas, he was on the chuyavan before. So this is the opposite tact. Okay, so we have two completely mirror image halachas over here between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, mirror svaras. According to Rabbi Yossi, a father and a son who were nazirim together, then the money at the moment that the father dies is not miyuad, as normal ma'ot stumim, are miyuadim for an ayelas nindava, and the son takes over and he uses that money. But once the father died, leaving ma'ot stumim, you can't say what to do with that money, because that money is already miyuad from the previous halacha levar shebi sinai to be it, which is also Rabbi Yochanan's another example of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha levar shebi sinai. Yet a third example of the halacha levar shebi sinai was the din of a son, a father being able to be ma'adir a son, right? Three unique halachas we have a little bit of Rabbi Yochanan. So in that case, the father's money was already set aside for the Eilas HaDava, the son can't change it. That's how Rabbi Yossi Rebbe learns. According to this Girsa, the Rabbanan say exactly the opposite is the case. Because if the son was already a Nazir at the time that his father was a Nazir, he was Mechuyav in his own Karbanas. His Nazirut has nothing to do with his father's Nazirut. It would be like a stranger was also a Nazir at the same time. I can't use the stranger's Karbanas for myself. And therefore, at that point, since I'm already Mechuyav my own Karbanas, it's too late. I can't use someone else's Karbanas, even if it was for a different Nazirut, even if it's my own father. Masha'inken, if initially the Nazirut is made in such a way with a condition that I only want to be a Nazir to use that money, and it's my father's Nazirut, the halacha levar sinai came along to say, go ahead and take that money, and there's a din that you can be Megaleach on that money. So it's different ways of looking at it, mamish mirror images. Okay. Now, obviously, there's also mirror images to the mirror images. They're not quite mirrored. Because there's no way to get away with saying the Rabbanan don't hold that you can be Megaleach at all. But according to the Tosis approach, the Girsa in the Mishnah is actually the Girsa that we have in the Braita. Which makes a lot of sense. I mean, somebody got mixed up somewhere. So the Girsa we have in the Braita is the one that we mentioned earlier, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, if Yehuva Aviv Nizirim, ain't zem Megaleach al Nizirut Aviv. Are Elu Yiplulin and Dacha, like all Ma'ot Stumim. Where is the case where it's Megaleach al Nizirut Aviv? where the father alone was a nazir, and then the father died, and then the son said, "I'm already nazir, I'm a nashik aleich." Zeh shemigal aleich adizirut aviv, like it says in the bride. So the Gemara then asks, so the chachomim, when first of all, are there a chachomim? We don't know the bride, we don't know if there's a chachomim. And what are they arguing on? Are they arguing on the Reisha, meaning Rav Yossi, who says that if you make a neder during the father's lifetime, it cannot be used? Are they arguing on that? And they're saying, no, you can, even in that case. In other words, in all cases, it's possible, according to the Chachomim, to be Megaleach, whether the father was alive at the time of the sons of the Zeros or not. Or are they arguing on the Seifa? Where, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's saying only a neder la'achar b'isa can be migaleach, and the rabbanim are saying no, you cannot be migaleach la'achar b'isa. According to Tosis, we now come along and bring a raya from the Braisa Tashma that they are arguing on the Reisha, and the rabbanim are saying even that case you would be migaleach, and that would explain why the Braisa reverses the order of the Reisha and the Seifa, in order to get the Rabbanan to say, Areze Megaleach, even on that last case that you mentioned, you could still be Megaleach. So now everything fits in, and according to the Rabbanan, it's the way the Rambam paskins indeed, and according to the Rabbanan, it would mean, it could always be Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv. Doesn't matter. That's how about Lamashim Sinai. So whether it's Bishas, this is the father's lifetime, or whether it was made afterwards with a Tznai, doesn't matter. Okay. So these are the two different yourselves, two different approaches. I should honestly tell you there's really three different approaches, but I won't. This is bad enough.
Especially.
No, the sub approach was only the question of how to learn what the Reish and the Seifa mean, what other Rabbanan are arguing on. Okay. Time for tea and tea for two. It's the last chance. Unless that specialty is special Pesach. Oh, now wait a minute. Oh, it's okay. That's an old-fashioned South African. Oh, it's okay. From some little dwarf where so was the zebra meat okay. Oh, if it's a problem, no. Forget it. It's locked. Just forget it. I knew I had to put everything away.
Coffee?
Do we have coffee? No, we didn't make coffee either.
I
cleaned it up.
I don't know if you said it. Don't. Oh, you want to do it? Okay, somebody's got to clean it. I'm not the one with it.
I'll clean it.
Okay.
There you go.
Do it.
Is there water in there?
There you go.
Well, I'm ready to go on. It's my
turn. Maybe there was a lucky time to touch bar.
Much better for the beginning of the daf. We should have it right at the yeah. Maybe with a countdown. No, this is completely normal. It's the aliens that have been chasing him for years. Okay, we are now ready to continue. Boy, Rob, you said that we're actually violating over here some element of the dinim of Yerushalmi. We thought initially, so as Rabbi Yochanan pointed out, that this is all a function of Yerusha. And therefore, the son is Yerush, the daughter isn't Yerush, but in a case where there's no son, it would be a daughter. Turns out that that's not true. That actually it's halacha, that the daughter will never bring the karbanos of the father. Now, that leads me to question the interrelationship of this halacha with Yerusha overall. Is this halacha related to Yerusha? Or is it something else? Where will there be nafkaminas? Well, there's a number of nafkaminas. First of all, one nafkamina is, let's assume it's Yerusha, and there are two sons. So now, does the first come, first serve? How does this work? Father dies, leaving votes to me. He's got two sons. One of the sons is a nazir, the other one isn't. The other one says, well, you know, I mean, there's money there for two sons. Maybe I should become a nazir on the cheap. Or the other son says, well, I'm already chayiv in my karbanos. I'm sorry, it's a little too late for that. I'm going to bring my carbonus from you. The other question would be, how about if one of the sons is a Bechor? Can he say, assuming that it's actually shared, can he say, well, you know, since it's in Yerusha, I get I get two portions in the money of the nazirus. Is it unrelated? Then there's another question. Let's assume even it is related. Listen, but then I go ahead and I actually bring these carbonas. The meat now is really hegdish, right? It went through the whole process of a carbon. Is there a din of Yerusha in Kodesh, or is that only in Chulin? I get double the meat. No, I get double the meat, I'm the Bechor. All Shailas, which Rabbah is going to raise. So, boy, Rabbah. Yeshlo Shnei Banim Nazirim. Now, what would be the din over here? Ma, is this a Yochta Gemiritla, which is unrelated to Yerusha? And therefore, we would basically say, you know, whoever gets there first, he gets in. Call the Kadi Megaleach. Or, Odilma Yerusha Gemiritla. Or is it, in fact, a din in Yerusha, at least insofar as the sons are concerned, and therefore they would split it? I got another question. Boy, Rab, how about if there's a one son, assuming that the sons both get it, there's a Bechor and a Poshet. So again, my. Ilchata Gemirinlah, is it a Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, and therefore, Yukach L'Bagi Luach, Lefumai D'Shakel, he doesn't really have rights to go and to take double the amount of the money that was left for carbonas? It's unrelated, because this is halacha l'moshe v'sinai, which is not the normal dinim of Yerusha. Oh, dinim of Yerusha, or is the halacha built around the dinim of Yerusha? And therefore the Bechor says, okay, look, basically I get two-thirds of that money. V'chi'echad ha'shokol pishnayim, v'chim b'galech, he also would have the right to take two-thirds of the money for the giluach. Yes, Abba.
They sell that carbon, the family sell the carbon to somebody.
There's no carbon, there's money. Money. Ma'ot, stumin. Or shava kesev at the most, if you hold a behema, but once it was set aside as usable carbon, then already none of this is true. Ve'im tim tziloma, Yerusha. If you want to say that this follows throughout the halachas of Yerusha, and indeed there's a din of Bechor, and lefum ma'i d'shako migaleya, you actually take what it is. The Giluach is done according to the double portion. But I want to know whether that would apply to the Kodesh element or to the Chulin element. So would we say that it's a din, B'chulin u'di'it le'pishnayim, of B'hegdashlo, which Rashi learns to mean in the actual meat of the carbon, that there's no din of Yerusha B'chor. At that point, they're bailing in a carbon, but there's no din of two-thirds ba'alot to a B'chor in a carbon. Since he was Cain and this carbon for his Giluach, it's like it's actually his. Two-thirds of it is his. Loshna. That's how Rashi learns. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that chat so much. And he learns it's a question of what was the statement initially. B'chulin means if the father used the lashon of chulin, so he said, okay, here's money I'm going to use for my nazirut, or use the lashon of hegdash, here's money for my korban of nazirut, which is really a little bit crutchy, but okay. Question is whether this is halacha and Yerusha of chulin money, which was mi'u'ad to be hegdash, or if it already had kedusha on the money.
And if it applies.
And if it applies in that case.
Okay, it might hold the language.
Yeah. Which raises all kinds, and opens up a can of worms. I mean, the money that was miu'ad, what does that mean? If it isn't hegdish. So that's just a question of the Lashon. Is the Lashon of Mishnah in the Lashon? That's what he says. I got another question. My question is like this. This halacha, is it an actual application of similar karbonas to similar nazirut? Or is it even if it's not similar to nazirut, just usable money for nazirut? So in other words, let's say that you had a case where the Aviv was a Nazir Olam, and a Nazir Olam gets to be Mekel Saro, and he brings Korbanos, which is Mekel Saro, whatever the Shir was, that Machlokas, that once a month, a year, but whatever the din is, he set aside money for that. But the son was just a regular old-fashioned Nazir. He was a Nazir Stam, or vice versa. Maybe Aviv was a Nazir Stam, and he was a Nazir Olam. So what would be the din there? Is that money usable? Mikam b'nei yochata b'stam nazirut? Is this just a halacha about using the money of a stam nazirut for a stam nazirut? Which is, I mean, you know, usually we talk about nazirut, the Torah defines what that means. It's a 30-day nazirut. Is it just a halacha l'mash b'sinai that states that money set aside for karbanot nazirim is usable by a child who is also a nazir, whatever kind of nazir? And I got another question for you. Let's assume that it's a very general halacha. But, I mean, how about if I want to use one for Nezirut Tuma, and the other one for Nezirut Tara, or vice versa? Is it the type of karbanis, or it's just money that had been set aside by the use of a Nazir, for whatever karbanis he was b'chuyah, can be inherited by a son to be used for his Nezirut, whatever karbanis are required? That's the furthest extent of this thing. So the Intim Tzolama, if you want to tell me, yeah, it doesn't matter whether the father's a Nazir Olam or vice versa, okay, that's because Acha Yidavidi Nezirut Tahara. But still the question needs to be raised, boy Ravashi, what about if the Aviv was a Nazir Tamei and it set aside money for a whole different set of karbanas? An Ayla and a Shlomim of birds and a Karban Asham, and he dies. I mean, anyway, he leaves Mods to me. Is that the same thing, or was it only, or how about vice versa? How about if he, his father, was a Nazir Tahor, and he's a Nazir Tamei, and he wants to use the money that was set aside for the Ayla's Behema, Chatas Behema, which the father, and the Yael Nazir, that the father was going to bring, and he wants to use some of that money towards his birds and his Asham. Is it just like Nazir's money of a father can be used for the requirements of the Nazir, the child? But, take, we don't really know how far this halacha would extend. Hadron halacha, Nisha Amar.
Ni Neder.
Beit Shammai Omrim, Hegdesh Taut, Hegdesh. To be continued on Motzei, Yom Tov, Rishon, Shal Pesach, Bisha'a. Unless you want to come after the Seder.
Did they sell the specified funds to a third party that was either going to become a Nazir or already had Naziris?
No.
If it's inherited, why not?
Because it's not his money. It's usable for the Zirut and only the Zirut. It's
Hegdish.
Only his.
What is going to be the Shir on Thursday of Chol HaMoed?
Hegdish is usually not 9:30. 9:30 a.m. Chol HaMoed.
The difference is the burning of the Chametz is still
until 11:15. But if you didn't do it by then, you can do it anytime.
Well, if anything comes up, give me a call.
I hope that comes up.
This is the bucket money that needs to be delivered during Yom Tov. I'd like you to drop it off at
The mailbox.
At the post office.
That way you'll get the more reliable.
Rapid review.
I just hope they're open. Are they open today?
Post office? What is this here? What's this 80 shekel change, please?
100 shekel change. Rabbi gave me 800 shekels. So
what's this 80 shekel change, please? I don't know how many money you owe me. You said you were giving, first of all, you owe me 100 shekels for the seminar. Then you said you're giving me 200 shekels for. 200.
You don't have to cover any.
You said you give me 200. You said Moshe Baruch's giving me 50. You're giving me.
Moshe Baruch, you said 50. I was giving Rabbi 50 from Sunday.
You gave it to me already?
I gave you, yes.
Oh, okay. And you?
And everybody getting this money?
Well, okay. Why did I make it
200?
Because
everyone wants to round it off. How many times
for a cap on the money does that? It's okay. You know, I keep rounding it
off.
Every time somebody hands me money, I round it off.
What?
I've been making it more. I wouldn't mind making it more.
Yeah.
Why is it that I always come out? Yeah, the matas, you know, yeah, 200 shekels. Nah, 500 shekels. I can't judge you 500 shekels.
Rebbe, are we set for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
What?
Here.
There's no Orachayim.
No Orachayim.
Orachayim has been destroyed by the Chashmonaim.
Really?
Here?
I could get a cop.
What time?
They can't go on the
here at 7.
7.
You can't rip up that floor.
I'd be finishing at about a quarter to 7.
Yeah.
Terrific.
5:30
in the red line.
Yeah, 5:30
we're bumping. 5:30 a real diamond.
I'm doing some work.
I ain't that motivated.
Bye. Auto pace up will be this.
There'll be 7 I can deal with.
We'll work on it during pace up.
Diamond.
Where are you down at 7?
Here.
Or
what, during Columbine?
No. Columbine is 6:15.
Good morning.
7 o'clock.
In order to be able to do this, it's time to. We're going to have a gossip about it to finish before names, probably.
Yeah. Zoom.
Richie, it was a great decision to decide to end up staying with us. And